And so grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So there was this woman who loved to make meatloaf for her family, and before I became a vegetarian, meatloaf was one of my comfort foods. I've tried to make it with tofu, but it's just not the same. And she would make meatloaf for her family kind of on a regular basis, and she would always make it in a loaf pan. When it came out, she'd put it on the plate, and she'd cut the end off of each end and place them on the top. And one time when they were having meatloaf, her mom came over and shared the meal with them. She did what she always did. She put the loaf on the pan, cut either end off, and put them on the top. And the mother said to her, why did you cut the ends off and put them on the top? And she said, well, that's how you always made it. And the mom said, well, I had to do that. The plate was too short to fit the whole loaf. And I think it's funny, but it helps us understand the truth that sometimes we do things and we don't really know why we do things. We just do them. And so just like Martin Luther often asked, what does this mean? As you've probably learned by now in our 4 years together, Pastor Anna likes to ask, why? Why do we do this? Why do we do it in this way? Why do we believe this? So that's where this instructive Eucharist came from, because I thought maybe you would enjoy learning some of the whys as well. Why we do what we do and say what we say in worship. Because most of our time this morning is focused on the commentary of the instructive Eucharist, I'm going to offer a very brief sermon speaking about God's word. So preaching, the hearing of God's word, and then the hearing of God's word proclaimed in sermon. Why does it even matter? Well, one, in our baptismal promises, we make the promise to come and hear the word of God. So when you're sitting in the pew listening to the sermon, you are being faithful to one of your baptismal promises. Also, don't you think if you're going to come to church on a Sunday morning, you'd like to get a little something out of it? So why not just go ahead and listen and hope that God offers a word to you? Well, preaching has always had a place of high importance among the many ways that proclamation has happened in assemblies for centuries. So in the synagogue, the rabbis and elders would not only read the scriptures, but they would interpret them. Think about the story of Jesus in Luke 4, where he reads from the scroll, and then he interpreted the scriptures for the people. Still today, preaching is the living and the contemporary or current voice that links the witness of God's people throughout the ages with God's people in this time and place. As Lutherans, we believe that God is present to us in three ways, that Christ is present to us in three ways: in God's word, in Holy Communion, and in baptism. And some people find that a little surprising that Christ is just as present in the word as Christ is in the sacrament. But remember that Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. Jesus is the Word that God spoke creation into being with. And this very same Word became flesh and lived among us. This Word became human, and this Word spoke human words. Christ is the living and the abiding Word of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in each of us. The proclamation and preaching of God's word and the good news of Jesus Christ has a very clear purpose: to speak of Christ Jesus in the text so that again we may come to trust God, that we can trust God with our lives, that we again come to faith, and then turn in faith toward our neighbors with service and witness and love. So every Sunday, we've been out in the world all week, and some weeks are rougher than others. And so we return not only to be fed and nourished and strengthened at the table and to be reminded of who and whose we are at the font, but we come again to hear God's word so that we can come again to trust God in our lives and then go out in faith to love our neighbors. The hearing of God's word is both read aloud and preached, and it prepares us to come to Christ's table. Think about the travelers on the way to Emmaus. Before Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread, he interpreted for them on the way to Emmaus, he interpreted for them all the things about himself in Scripture on the road. He opened up the Scriptures to them, helping them understand everything in light of his death and resurrection. So it's kind of like when we bake bread, right? Before we eat the bread, we smell it baking in the oven, and we get hungry, and we want it long before it's done. We smell it baking, and it whets our appetite. So it is with God's word. God's word whets our appetite and prepares us with hunger so that we can come to Christ's table and feast on the bread of life. And so we come week after week to hear the sacred story of God's love for all creation, not just for the sake of history, but so that we can take our place in Christ's story. Nourished and sustained by the word of God, we go to Christ's table to receive the presence of Christ in the bread and the wine so that we can be sent out to love our neighbors. And so come and take your place in God's story so that you can live out your baptismal calling to bear God's creative and redeeming word, capital W, to all the world. Amen.